You're listening to the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Morgan Taddeo, and I'm so excited to provide you with a space where you get the nourishment to create a life that feels radiant and meaningful to you. Recipe for Radiance is where we celebrate individual journeys, honor our inner wisdom, and cultivate a supportive environment for growth and transformation. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I'm so happy that you are here today, and I think today's episode should be pretty fun. So we are going to be doing a Q&A style podcast episode. I also do have my dog here recording with me today. He is an English Springer Spaniel. His name is Shockey. My fiance is a huge Giants fan, so he's named after Jeremy Shockey. If you know, you know. And he is not only grooming himself, he's also giving me a bath on my hands. So if you hear weird noises in the background, it is not me. It's just Shockey saying hello, and he's a part of the fam too. So you know what? I'm happy he's here. You guys have sent in some really great questions over on Instagram, and I'm really looking forward to diving in. I want to preface by saying not every single question will be answered today in this episode because I do have some experts coming on the pod, and I want to save some of your questions for them because I think they would have really incredible answers. But we do have a good list today, and yeah, let's just get to it, shall we? So starting off, the first question is, what is a holistic approach to health and wellness? This is a question I get all of the time because on social media today, the word holistic is just bebopping, booping, it's buzzing everywhere, but nobody is really giving a thorough explanation of what it means. They're just slapping the word onto a phrase. Here is my definition. A holistic approach to health and wellness considers the whole person, so their body, mind, spirit, and it truly emphasizes the interconnectedness of physical health, mental well-being, and emotional balance. So this approach is going to focus on natural remedies. We're going to look at lifestyle changes, how someone is eating, how someone is moving their body, how they're taking care of stress in their lives, and genuinely just how they're nurturing themselves on a day-to-day basis. We're going to promote self-care practices, and this is overall going to instill harmony and personal empowerment in that person, which is going to lead to optimal health, feeling dang good in your body. And this approach is so sustainable. So you are learning skills that you are going to be able to carry on with you for the rest of your life. The next question is, how can someone new to holistic health begin their journey? So in my opinion, if you have the accessibility and you're able to do so, I would hire a holistic health coach to guide you on your journey. They are going to be able to teach you the foundations from the beginning. They are going to help you learn things about yourself that you may have gone your entire life without knowing. It's really going to be this whole person approach. You're going to feel seen and understood. Today, I look back at a younger version of myself, and if I hadn't experienced everything that I did, I don't think I'd be here today as a certified holistic health coach. But what she truly needed in those moments of despair when she felt like she had tried everything and nothing was working, she needed a holistic health coach. So I am almost here today serving that younger version of myself. And yeah, I think that would be one of my biggest recommendations. However, say a holistic health coach isn't something you have accessible to you, it's not something you're interested in, I would recommend starting on a journey of getting to know yourself on a deeper level. So when it comes to holistic health and well-being, I think that everybody's journey is going to look different. I, as a coach, lead with a bio-individual approach, meaning that while my clients might have synchronicities in their journeys, no client is alike. Everybody is leading their own journey, living different lives. So that all needs to be taken into consideration when it comes to wellness and finding what works for you. And there is no way that you are going to truly know what works for you in your body if you are a stranger to yourself. So you really need to learn who you are to your core so that you can evaluate what feels good to you, what resonates with you, and what does not. All right, next question is, tell me more about your practice and what you do as a holistic health coach. Now, I'm really excited for this question because I feel like in my previous episodes, I really haven't dove into what my practice looks like. So I guess now is the perfect time. I am a certified holistic health coach. I am also a holistic nutritionist. My background is in public health. I've worked in the clinical setting. I've worked in the back end corporate setting. But today, my primary sole focus is practicing as a holistic health coach and a holistic nutritionist. I graduated from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition this past January of 2024. I launched my business, Recipe for Radiance, in February, and I started taking on clients in March. So I have only been at it for a couple of months now. I'm not even a full year in, but I feel like so much has happened in that span of time. And for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm living in alignment. I am living my dream occupation. It has just been so exciting. So Recipe for Radiance is genuinely dedicated to guiding women on a transformative journey of self-discovery, holistic wellness, and one of my goals is really to liberate women from the constraints of societal standards. So when I was starting on my personal wellness journey in 2020, I was truly looking in all of the wrong places. I had this image of what society told me was right and wrong, when in theory, I really needed to be tuning in to myself and recognizing what felt good to me. So something that I do with my clients and my programs is empower them to feel confident and radiant in their own skin. I want to teach them the foundations of wellness, the physical, mental, emotional side of it. I want to fuel their bodies and engage their minds. And I want to teach them the importance of bio-individualized wellness. So really getting to know themselves on a deeper level, what feels good to them, what does not resonate. So we go through all of that in our programs together. I offer one-on-one holistic health coaching. So this can either look like 10 weeks or 12 weeks, depending on what is suitable to the client. These programs are personalized to you. So we are going to build out the structure of the program together. I love to meet with my clients once a week, but if that is not feasible or conducive to you and your schedule, then we figure it out. We make it work. Some things that we cover in these one-on-one holistic health coaching programs together are nutrition, movement, mindfulness, habits, routines, sleep, stress management, and everything that falls within. My one-on-one holistic health coaching programs are designed to lay the foundation for sustainable, realistic, long-lasting health and well-being. So not only do you have these 10 to 12 weeks with me to really deep dive in, but you are going to carry on what you learn for the rest of your life. So these are tools in your toolbox that you can take with you and use for the remainder of your life, which is really exciting. And let me just say that the confidence I see in my girls by the time we wrap up this program, it makes me cry every single time. And I'm just so, so proud of everybody who makes the decision to commit to themselves. And it is one of the greatest gifts that we can give to ourselves because everybody wants and deserves to feel good in their body. Everybody deserves to feel at home in their body. So these programs are really designed to get you there. I also offer a one-off pantry transformation service. So this is something that is bundled into my one-on-one holistic health coaching programs. So you'll have one 90-minute virtual session with me. I will send you over a plethora of resources, everything from grocery guides to pantry staples to markets that are local to you. I'm going to teach you how to read a nutrition label. You're going to gain the knowledge to make confident, informed food choices. So 2 weeks following your 90-minute session, you'll be able to have direct access to me via email for tailored recommendations and answers to any questions that you may have. I really just want to support you on your journey to healthier eating, to bettering your relationship with nutrition and food. And so this program does just that. I also offer employee well-being workshops. So I developed wellness workshops for companies and organizations looking to prioritize the health and the well-being of their employees. Some things that we cover are stress reduction techniques to improve mental well-being, tactics for decreasing burnout, improving sleep hygiene, meal prepping, and healthy eating at work, grocery shopping guidance, if that's something that your employee population is interested in. We can also talk about physical activity and exercise routines while working a full-time job. These employee well-being workshops are really designed to help employees gain more knowledge about work-life balance because it is so, so important in feeling good in our bodies and our day-to-day lives. Okay, next question. Do you say yes to every business opportunity that comes your way? If you are somebody that knows me personally, you're probably going to laugh at this one. The answer is no, and I could talk about this for a really long time, but I will keep it short and sweet for you guys. I think in the business world, in the entrepreneurial world, you're going to hear a lot of people say in the beginning, it's really important to say yes, yes, yes to every opportunity that comes your way. However, this just does not resonate with me because I have such a vision for myself and my business, what it embodies, what I believe in, what resonates with me, what doesn't resonate with me. And this is something that I am committed to staying true to. So if something feels aligned with me, then heck yes, I'm on board. But if I feel resistance, if I just feel this intuitive calling that something is not aligned with me, that something doesn't feel right with me, then I am not going to follow suit with that. I trust myself enough to know that when something feels right, that it probably is right. And when something feels wrong, that it probably isn't going to serve me in the way that I'm looking for. So that is kind of my 360 answer to that question. If something feels aligned with me and the vision of Recipe for Radiance, then heck yeah, I'm on board. But if something just isn't aligned with me and my values, then I am going to politely decline. Next question is, how do you stay motivated to maintain your wellness routines, especially during busy periods? I think that my wellness rituals and routines are what keeps me feeling good in my day-to-day life, and I genuinely enjoy doing them. So it's easy for me to stay committed because it's something that brings me joy. One of my biggest recommendations would be to take inventory, evaluate your routines, and if you are doing things that do not feel good to you, there are things that you feel a lot of resistance in doing them, then maybe evaluate whatever that may be and switch it up, change it out. These wellness routines should not be burdensome to you. They should be things that add value to your life. So I would encourage you to be really mindful about your wellness routines. And when you stay committed to them, especially during busy periods, you are just going to feel better in your bodies. Next question is, do you have any tips for making healthy eating more fun and less of a chore? Heck yes, I do. If you're interested in learning more about this in depth, then definitely reach out to me on my website or my personal Instagram and we can chit chat. I think if this is something that you're struggling with, you might be a good candidate for one-on-one holistic health coaching. Eating healthy should always be fun. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but there is not one meal in my days that I don't look forward to eating. I have made nutrition fun. I've made it suitable to my likes and the things that make me happy, and it never feels like a chore. I think another way that you could make nutrition fun is finding recipes that are both nourishing and look really tasty to you, whether this is on Instagram Reels or blog posts. Gathered Nutrition has some really, really great recipes that I have been loving lately. And once you find these recipes, save them somewhere special so you know where to find them. And then maybe do a trip to the farmer's market, get some fresh ingredients, go to the grocery store, have your list prepped, and romanticize this occasion. So when I'm cooking special meals, I will light a candle, I'll put on some music in the background, and I'll just make it an enjoyable experience. I would also encourage you to not force yourself to eat things just because they are healthy. So say that I love broccoli. I love to roast broccoli with some extra virgin olive oil, sea salt, and black pepper. Tastes so good to me that way, but you do the same and you absolutely hate the taste of broccoli. You just can't get past it. Then I would encourage you to not make broccoli one of the veggies that you're cooking for yourself. So there are a variety of whole foods that are so good for you, so nourishing. And I think it's about finding what you enjoy and what you don't, and then leaning into the nutrient-dense foods that you enjoy, you get excited to cook, and that taste really yummy to you. All right, next question. You mentioned on a previous podcast episode that you no longer do your workouts first thing in the morning. What inspired this change? This is a good one, and this is a question I got from a couple of people. If you know me in my personal life, I used to be ride or die for getting my workouts done first thing in the morning. And this was really because of my work schedule. So I worked an 8 to 4. I worked in a really stressful environment in a job that I can reflect now and say that wasn't serving me in the ways that I was hoping for. So getting my workout done first thing in the morning was important to me because when I got home from work, I was so energetically depleted that I really had nothing to give. I did not have energy to put myself through a workout. All I really wanted to do after work was take it slow. So with that routine, with that structure, getting my workout done first thing in the morning was a non-negotiable for me. However, once I left this job and pursued my business full time, I am now able to make my schedule and I'm really able to play around with what feels good to me in my body. And something that I've realized about myself is I am such a proponent of slow living. I am an old soul. I am a grandmother to my core. And when I wake up in the morning, the last thing that I'm craving right now is to move my body intensely. I also find that my workouts are so much better when I feel fueled. So when I'm taking it slow in the morning, I am giving myself time to make a nourishing breakfast, to eat that, to digest that, and then I'm blocking out time in my schedule later in the day to pour fully into a workout that I feel strong in and genuinely excited to be a part of. This switch up in my schedule is like my midday cup of coffee. It re-energizes me, it gets me going again, and I feel like I have sustained energy throughout the day. So I am loving this right now. I am soaking it up. However, this may not be my forever. I may start to gravitate towards morning workouts again in the future. I'm just ebbing and flowing in life, and whatever feels good to me, I'm going to pivot and adjust and give a go. But right now, this is what is working for me. All right, next question. Can you share how you keep exercise fun and exciting and how you keep yourself committed? I love this question. I think that there is this stigma around exercise and movement where people feel they have to be forceful with it and do things that don't feel good to them in order to achieve results. And that is just not the case. This was a misconception that I used to believe true until I started on my personal wellness journey and really started leaning into things that felt good to me and my body. That's where the longevity came, the commitment followed, and that's when I really started to see the results that I was looking for. I would encourage you to get out there and try different styles of movement. I'm talking everything from running, jogging, walking, to different styles of yoga, Pilates, barre, strength training. I want you to give it all a go and have fun with it. Look at it as you are taking this opportunity to do deep exploration that is only going to serve you. So by trying all of these different styles of movement, you are going to feel in your body what resonates with you, what empowers you, what makes you feel good, and what you just don't jive with. I think it's also important to look away from what everybody on social media is doing. It's important to find what feels good to you and then lean into that style of movement. I find personally that what works best for me and my body is a combination of different things, and this very well might be the same for you. I'm on a journey of getting my 200-hour yoga instructor certification, so I look forward to instructing with that, but I also am such a proponent of moving my body with strength training and Pilates as well. So mix it up, get out there, explore, and really tune into your body and see what feels good to you. Because once you do that, that is when all of the goodness that you are craving is going to follow. On to the next, shall we? What's a small, easy change that made a big difference in your health and happiness? Also, for any of you wondering, I have not prepped answers to these questions ahead of time. I'm answering them in real time with you live on the podcast. I think sometimes when I overprepare, it sounds way too scripted. So I'm just winging it. And I think the answer to this question would have to be staying true to myself, and with that, setting boundaries. I am a people pleaser by nature, and it's something that I am currently working through in present day, is listening to my inner knowing, doing what feels right to me. I think when I really stay true to myself, I let my intuition come through, listen to that, then I am setting myself up for success. And this has made a huge difference in helping me to better my health and my happiness. When you make the conscious decision, the conscious effort to choose yourself, you are only going to lead a life that feels more fulfilling to you. My number one piece of advice would be to put yourself first. And remember that you can still show up for other people in your life, love other people in your life, support other people in your life when you have your best interest in mind. When I started taking the initiative to pour deeper into myself and to kind of show up for myself on a deeper level, I was finally able to show up for other people in a way that made me so proud. And it also made the people I love in my life feel well-received, seen, supported, validated, loved, all of the good things. Alrighty, on to the next. How do you stay positive and motivated when life throws you curveballs? Oof. Okay, this is something I have come to learn is absolutely inevitable. Life is going to throw curveballs at you. Things are not always going to go as planned. The perfectionist that still lives in me, that I am always working to tame, hates when life throws curveballs because I like to have a plan. I like to have some form of structure. And yeah, curveballs just can be really unpleasant. But lately, I have been a lot better with navigating this, and I think it's because of a mindset shift that I'm going to share with you. I am a firm believer that we are exactly where we're meant to be at this point in time, and that if something is meant to happen, it will. Honestly, put me on a Pinterest board because that's exactly what that sounded like. And honestly, I think I got all of those quotes from Pinterest, but I'm going to tell you what, I truly believe in them. I abide by them. And when I start getting in an anxious mindset because things aren't going as planned, those phrases help to bring me back down to earth. I think so many of us put pressure on ourselves to stay motivated, and when things kind of go left field, we allow ourselves to maybe fall off the bandwagon. And what we have to remember is life is going to ebb and flow. Things are going to go right, but things are also going to go wrong. And it's about being resilient. believing in yourself and knowing that what is meant for you will be yours and that you are always going to find your way through. Think back to one of the hardest times in your life. Did you get through it? Yes, of course you did, because you are strong and you are resilient and you are destined for greatness, okay? So I think it really comes down to believing in yourself, loving yourself, and recognizing that everything is going to work out one way or another. I'm going to be honest, this next question is putting a lot of pressure on me. I really should have prepared for this one because I feel like I'm going to word vomit. There's just so much I want to say. All right, the question is, if you could have a dream day filled with your favorite self-care activities, what would it look like? Guys, this question makes me so excited. There's a lot of different things I would like to fit into a dream day, but I'm going to spitball what comes to mind. Okay, I'm waking up without an alarm clock. I am letting my body wake up in a way that feels rejuvenating and restorative. I want the sun to peek through the windows, and that is how I want my body to be woken up. I want to take it really slow. I want to have the slowest morning. Ideally, the sun is shining, as I mentioned. I am going downstairs and doing all of my wellnessy things that make me feel good. I am scraping my tongue, brushing my teeth, ice rolling, taking my supplements, having my morning lemon water with Celtic sea salt. I am doing my superhuman activation. I am eating a very nourishing breakfast that just makes me feel so dang good. I am having Nikahama matcha that is just made to perfection. I am then going for the loveliest walk without any distraction. I'm listening to the birds chirp. My dog is happy. He's running alongside of me. I'd also love to fit a reformer Pilates workout into my day. I'd like to do a private session so all of the attention is on me and my form so that I can have the most effective workout possible. I am then going for another walk, somewhere beautiful, somewhere in nature, somewhere that I can look at the water. Also going to farmers markets, multiple farmers markets. And I am talking to local vendors. I am meeting farmers. I am getting freshly made kombucha. I am finding all of the sourdough things possible, and I am purchasing all of them. I'm then going to explore health food stores. I'm then maybe exploring a coffee shop as well and getting a really yummy, warm, soul-enriching cup of coffee. I'm hanging out with a friend. They're going to come along with me, and we might even just sit in silence. I don't really know. It depends on how I wake up feeling that day, but just I crave being in good company. I would also love to do a date night with my fiance, something special, probably a night in. I am not a girl who loves being out on the town. I love to be home in comfy clothes, and that's exactly what I'm going to do on this self-care day. And we are going to make a nourishing dinner with things that I've gotten at the market, maybe the health food stores. We are then going to make the most incredible sweet treat. Now, off the top of my head, I really don't know what that looks like. Some sort of brown butter chocolate chip cookie. I'm not sure. It really depends on the vibes. And then we are having a really mellow evening, probably watching a rom-com and lighting way too many candles. It might be hazardous, but we are going to light all of the candles we have in the house. And we are just going to keep the lighting dim for our nervous systems. And then we are going to have an early bedtime. I'm talking lights out by 9 p.m. And I want a full night's rest. And that might have made me sound like a crazy person, but I'm going to be honest, that is what a dream day sounds like to me. And I mean, there might be different variables depending on the day, what I'm feeling, where my energy levels are at, but that just sounds glorious. So you know what? I'm going to listen to this back and I'm going to make notes, and I think I'm going to make this day happen because I need to. Another funsy question here. So the question is, if you could have a spa day with any three celebrities, who would they be? Okay, I would choose Sana Vloot, Sammy Clark, and Gracie Norton. These three women are pioneers in the wellness space. They are girls' girls. They are inspiring, and they are truly so good to their communities. They leave people feeling seen and validated and supported, and I think that those are such admirable qualities. They also just seem so down to earth and cool, and I would truly love to do a girlies wellnessy spa day with them. I did have the opportunity to meet Sana Blue in person at one of her Soul Sync Body events, and she was truly just so incredible. So I would love to get to know her better in this kind of setting. I think that would be really fun. So yeah, I really enjoyed this question. So the last question we are going to get to today on this Q&A is, what should someone look for when choosing a holistic health coach? My biggest piece of advice would be to do an introductory call with this coach. Some coaches call it introductory calls, others call it a discovery call. Essentially, it's a time for you to meet one-on-one with this coach, ask any questions that you may have. You also get the opportunity to read their energy, learn more about their program, and kind of see what that coaching-client relationship would look like. This is your opportunity to hold an interview. That is what I tell people who come on to meet me as potential clients. Put me on the stage, ask me any questions that you may have. This is a field where I am providing you a service, so we really want to make sure that we are aligned with one another because you're paying for this, so you should be getting the most out of it. I want you to feel good with your decision, so I definitely recommend coming prepared with questions. I also would recommend to you that you do not make a decision right on the spot. This is actually something that I do not allow people to do. I know that might sound crazy, but I really want people to take a moment to sit on it. I want them to walk away with the answers that I've given them to the questions that they have. I want them to reflect on our interaction and really make sure that we are a match for one another, because 10 to 12 weeks together is a bit of time, especially when you're meeting weekly. So you really want to make sure that you resonate with your coach, that they're presence is something you look forward to. I also think it's important to make sure that you feel safe talking to this person, because when it comes to our health and wellness journeys, it's inevitable that things come up. Maybe something really awful happens during your week and it's affecting your well-being. That is going to come up in a client call, so I want you to be comfortable with having these vulnerable conversations with whichever coach you choose. I think this is such an exciting endeavor. If you are currently on the hunt for a holistic health coach, I am so proud of you for choosing yourself, and I'm so excited for you to be on this journey. I think holistic health and wellness is something so, so incredible. It's sustainable. Every element of your being deserves to be nurtured by whole person care. All right, guys, that is all for today. I hope that you enjoyed this Q&A style episode. I really enjoyed recording it. I loved answering all of the questions that you sent in, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be engaged and to want to hear my answers to these questions. It's so, so special to me, and I truly love being on this journey with all of you. So thank you for tuning in, for making my days brighter. And in the next coming episodes, we are going to be having some guests on. So I hope you're looking forward to that. I cannot wait to share these episodes with you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, that the sun is shining. I hope you have an incredible weekend. Maybe visit a farmer's market if you can, do some fall activities. Apple picking is officially in flow. I think gala apples are available for picking right now. I'm a Honeycrisp gal, and that's starting like next week, I think. So that's really exciting. Anyway, I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. A new episode of Recipe for Radiance will drop every Thursday. I want to hear from you, so please subscribe and write a review. Be sure to follow at Recipe for Radiance Podcast on Instagram and send in all of the topics and questions you'd like to hear about. I'm so grateful to have you as a part of this amazing journey. I'll see you next week.